Hello and welcome to Corn Talk, a service of the Missouri Corn Growers Association. This week we are speaking with Phil Lampert, who is Executive Director of the National Ethanol Vehicle Coalition, and we're talking about really the explosive growth that we're seeing in E85 here in Missouri, really all over the country, but specifically here in Missouri. And we're looking at gas prices going up again because of Hurricane Katrina. Tell me, Phil, what are we looking at as far as growth in E85 in the state of Missouri?
Well, Cindy, a couple years ago, we had four or five E85 fueling stations in Missouri, and then sat down with the Missouri corn growers and their leadership and talked about how we could really jumpstart the program. And today we have 25 E85 facilities operating in the state. We're going to have a grand opening of a new facility in Rockport, which is part of the Golden Triangle Energy Cooperative, the ethanol plant in Craig, and that's a Monsanto NEVC financed program.
Now, how has consumer acceptance for E85 going, and is that what is triggering the growth as far as the opening of more gas stations?
Well, a couple things I think that have really triggered the growth in 2005, the price of gasoline and up over 270 now. We have the hurricane in the Gulf that's obviously going to run up. I saw in the Merck this morning the price of crude was over $70 a barrel. And when gasoline gets that high, you pull into your local fuel vendor and they've got three grades, and you're going to buy the cheapest gasoline possible. What these petroleum and gasoline vendors are seeing now is that E85 is just a new product. Hey, it's a transportation fuel. It's one that goes in a lot of motor vehicles. We've got a lot more vehicles coming today and this year and next on the road, flexible fuel vehicles. And your gasoline vendors see it as a new profit center, if you will, a new form of bottled water with a little flavor in it, so to speak. And they're taking a lot of premium or mid-grade out of service and putting in E85, and the sales have just been really nice.
As the production of ethanol increases, we get more E85 filling stations, and we see the price of gasoline increase. How is the price of E85 going to compare with the price of regular gasoline?
Ethanol will historically track with gasoline. That is, when the price of gasoline goes up, the price of ethanol is going to go up. And that's it's the peanut butter and jelly sandwich syndrome, if you will. The price of peanut butter goes up, the price of jelly is going to go up. Ethanol is not used in this country without gasoline added to it in some form or fashion. Now, that having been said, you still have a nice spread between unleaded gasoline and E85 of generally 30 to 40. I've seen anywhere up to 50 cents a gallon. I don't know what it's going to be at Rockport, but it'll be 25 to 40 cents a gallon cheaper than regular unleaded, and that's going to help consumers in the long run. I wish it was $1.40 cheaper, but as we get more ethanol production in the country in the next few years, maybe it will be. We'll hope so.
Now, with 25 gas stations online now selling E85, how is this impacting demand for ethanol in Missouri?
Well, ethanol is a major commodity. About 3.7 billion gallons or so will be sold in the U.S. in 2005. And E85 is not going to take over the demand for E10 anytime soon. But we think it's an opportunity to supplement E10. We think that we'll sell between 50 and 100 million gallons of E85 this year, which is equivalent to two of the three ethanol plants here in Missouri. So as E85 continues to increase, ethanol production nationally will continue to increase, and it's just good for the country, good for the environment, good for the economy all around.
Thank you very much, Phil Lampert, who is the Executive Director of the National Ethanol Vehicle Coalition, reminding corn growers we've got a 25th filling station to sell E85 coming online September 9th in Rockport. For Corn Talk, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.